Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday. It's October 21st, 2014. I've made a very long-distance phone call to Pakistan. I have Pastor Asher Daniel on the line with me. And so as we've just connected, I'm going to open our time in prayer and learn how God is at work in Pakistan through Grace of God Ministries Pakistan and through Pastor Asher, his wife Sadith, his father, and other ministry workers. Let's pray. Father God, as we have a conversation now with Pastor Asher Daniel, I pray that you're glorified, that people get to know the needs there in Pakistan. They get to learn how you're at work, how you reach the whole world, and just some of the storytelling from Pastor Asher that will help our listeners better identify with Pakistan and the needs there. And we pray for his family, for his ministry work, and how you'll use this program in the days ahead. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful to our Lord Jesus Christ for giving me opportunity to speak on a great news, radio listeners in USA from Pakistan. I'm so thankful to Brother Mark for giving me opportunity to speak with you and come on air and share my testimony and share about our ministry and share about our country, about the Lord Jesus Christ on your radio station. I'm so thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ, and after Jesus, I'm thankful to my brother Mark.
Well, Pastor Asher Daniel, I appreciate you taking this call. This is the first time our Great News Radio's listeners and I have called Pakistan, and I thank God for this creative calling card that allows the phone call to be very cost-effective, and it's going to allow us to talk for a good amount of time. And so how do you see God at work there in Pakistan? And tell us some of the ministry behind Grace of God Ministries that your, I think, grandfather and father and you and your family are a part of.
Yes. My grandfather, he was a pastor. Before the partition, Pakistan and India, my grandfather was living in India. After the partition, he came in Pakistan. He gave himself to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he started serving in Pakistan's rural areas and in villages areas. And in the teenage of my father, in the age of 17, my father also gave himself to the Lord Jesus Christ, and God started using him for his glory. He joined a prayer group, and he started going regularly to the prayer group. After going there, God, the Holy Spirit, touched him and gave him healing and driving ministry. And God, as he was going in the Lord Jesus Christ, God used him abundantly for his glory in all the Pakistan. God started opening doors for my father, Pastor Samson Daniel, in Pakistan. He started preaching through the healing crusades, evangelistic meetings, home cell meetings, through pastor conference, and through many other ways in Pakistan's rural and village areas. Basically, our ministry is Pakistan. We are focusing the areas of Pakistan, the rural and villages area, especially the brick makers, because these people are neglected. No one likes to go because the roads are unbalanced and the muddy, and because the people are the drain cleaners and the sweepers and the brick makers, because these people are living their lives hand to mouth. Sometimes they are very miserable situations. That's why, because the majority of pastors, they don't like to go there. Because God has given us opportunity. God has chosen us for them. We are focusing that these areas. Now we have 300 home churches in Pakistan's different villages, cities, and different towns. And we also have the vision to plant more 5,000 home churches in these areas. And after, me and my younger brother. We also gave our life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and now we are doing the outreach on the roads. We are distributing the gospel scriptures, the New Testament, and other holy Bibles, Jesus series on the roads, in the streets. We are doing this ministry for free. I'm also doing with my wife, when we set the fashion, she's doing a medical, free medical camps in Pakistan, rural areas, in brickmakers, and we are also working for their education. And we are doing as a Sunday school. You can visit our Grace of God Ministries Pakistan's Facebook page, and you can see the pictures, you can read about us, you can see how God is using us for His glory in Pakistan. So we are working under the banner of Grace of God Ministry with our father, Pastor Samson Daniel. So this is our privilege that God has given us opportunity to win the souls for the Lord Jesus Christ, prepare people for His kingdom in Pakistan. Pakistan, as you know, that the Pakistan is an Islamic nation. So the Pakistan is different than the other Islamic nations. In Pakistan, whenever we are free to build the churches, we are free to preach the gospel, we are free to conduct crusades and open church meetings and any church program and village activities. So whenever we arrange any crusade, so our government protect us and they provide us security. And like that, whenever we conduct the crusade, open crusade, through our crusade meeting, many people from the other religious background, they come and receive healing. Majority of people are the demon-possessed. The people are sick. They are worried. They are tense. When they come, they receive the Lord Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. So God changed their lives, and they give glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. And people are hungry for the Jesus Christ. So the Word of God is going to preach in Pakistan, the cities, the towns, in the villages, for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are preparing the people for His kingdom. Sometimes, when we preach the gospel, I want to tell you that how we reach to the unreached people with the gospel. Whenever we go for the preaching the gospel, sometimes, because the Grace of God ministry, the faith-based ministry, we are doing everything on faith. We have no any sport. Just we are giving glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are doing everything on faith. And Jesus Christ is using us for His glory, and He is providing us everything. We have to face a lot of problems. We have no our own house. We have no any bank balance. We have nothing for tomorrow. But we have a faith. We know if God has given us opportunity to prepare people in Pakistan, to change lives, to heal people in the name of Jesus Christ, and He is opening the way. He is preparing the people. He is providing the finances for us. And when we go...
Please enter the number you wish to call. Please enter the number you wish to call.
Well, it looks like I'm going to have to call him back, and we'll continue this conversation in just a moment. Okay, I got Pastor Asher Daniel on the phone with me. He was sharing how God's at work in Pakistan. In fact, the Lord first worked in his grandfather's life and in his father's life, and now he's all a part of the ministry. It's called Grace of God Ministry, and I know you have a Facebook page, Pastor Asher. Is there another way for our listeners to get in touch with you or to find out more about Grace of God Ministries?
Okay. So you can visit our Facebook page, that's Grace of God Ministries Pakistan. Grace of God Ministries Pakistan. So you can visit our page. You can see the help if you want contact. You can talk with Mark. We are in the contact with Mark, so he can provide contact information of our Facebook and other emails to you.
Okay, Facebook, Grace of God Ministries Pakistan. Grace of God Ministries, Pakistan. And Pastor Asher, I should say for our Great News Radio listeners, it's been kind of interesting. Your wife and I were Facebook friends through Daniel Scalf. He's visited there in Pakistan and ministers around. And so we've touched base over the weeks, and finally I was able to contact you so we can talk. You're actually 10 hours ahead of us, so it's the evening for you. But I want to take our listeners back to the point when your grandfather came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Was that through an evangelist, a preacher, a missionary? Was it reading God's Word? What was the catalyst that brought Jesus Christ into your family?
Actually, my grandfather, we belong to the Sikh family. We were not a Christian by birth. So my grandfather was converted. So, as I told you that before the partition of Pakistan and India, so my father was living there in India, and he belonged to the Sikh family. When he knew about the Lord Jesus Christ, he gave himself to the Lord Jesus Christ. He heard about the Jesus. He started reading the Bible, and when he knew more about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit touched him. And he changed his life, and he started preaching the gospel, and he started working with the Anglican Church in Pakistan. So he worked in Pakistan at Toba Tek Singh City as a pastor. He worked as a pastor in Toba Tek Singh City. During his ministry, my father, he was in the age of 17. He gave himself to the Lord Jesus Christ. He joined a prayer group. He joined a prayer group, and he started going there. He started praying, and after that, God also touched him. And God blessed him, and God gave him healing ministry. God gave him a deliverance ministry, and God started using him for his glory in Pakistan, in the entire Pakistan, to the homestyle meeting, to the open big crusades, and to the pastoral conferences, and to the church leadership workshops, and through many other ways. And now he's a very good and great evangelist and the pastor. And now me and my younger, we are two brothers and two sisters. So my younger brother, God is also using him for the gospel outreach in the streets and on the roads. So me and my younger brother, we are distributing the gospel literature, Jesus CDs, and the other gospel literature, New Testaments and the Holy Bibles on the roads and in the streets. So we are also doing, my wife, Evangelist Sadaf Asher, she is working with me. She is working in a children, and we are doing a children ministry in Pakistan. So we are working for the orphans and the other brick maker children, because if you read through the internet, if you read through the news channels, and you will know about the Pakistan's brick makers, people, that how they are surviving, because they are working, they are living very hand to mouth. So they had nothing to eat. The entire family, from the father to the children, they are working, they're making the bricks, and they lead their life. Because of their limited resources, they are unable to give education to their children. So me and my wife, we are working for their health and for their education, and we are doing the Sunday schools, and we are teaching them about the Bible. Also, she is a staff nurse. She also doing the medical camps. And we are paying, because we are also limited. We are doing everything on the faith. We are praying for that in the future. We want to build the orphanage, and we want start the schools for them. We want to start the schools for them that where we can give them the free education, and we can teach them about the Holy Bibles, and we can make them the leaders, we can make them the pastors. First of all, we can make them the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, knowing that your grandfather was a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ and your father, what was the point in your life where you said, okay, Jesus, I want to follow you. I need you as my Savior. When did the scriptures start becoming more alive and personal to you?
Yes, God has given me the vision to preach the gospel in the world, in the entire world. So, no, I'm working in a youth. We are in the ministry with our father. So we are working with our father. We go with our father in the crusades. Whenever he preached the gospel, he's our leader, he's our senior. He leads us, he teaches us, and he guides us. And secondly, I have a vision that I want to win, especially the youth and the Gentiles. I want to bring the many Gentiles and many other religious background people to the Lord Jesus Christ. I have vision to bring the Gentiles for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm also working as an evangelist in Pakistan, and now I'm praying for the internationally. Now I want to go to preach the gospel in America. Now I want to go to in Kenya. Now I want to go in other African countries. I want to go in the European countries. Because whenever we read about the people, so because we have no time behind, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming very soon. We need to prepare people. No, we need to tell them. We need to bring them to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus Christ. We want that Jesus Christ come, and we ready to say, Jesus, we are ready to go with him on the heaven.
In case you just tuned in, you're listening to my conversation with Pastor Asher Daniel. He serves for Grace of God Ministries in Pakistan, and they have a Facebook page, Grace of God Ministries Pakistan, Grace of God Ministries Pakistan. It's a Facebook page. Or if you're a Facebook friend of mine, you can see his wife. She's one of my friends, and she's under Sadaf Asher, S-A-D-A-F-A-S-H-E-R. They serve in Pakistan. And in our closing moments here, how can our listeners pray for Pakistan? How can they come alongside and help you with your ministry work of proclaiming the good news message of Jesus?
The first of all, your prayers are the most important than anything. We need your prayers a lot. First of all, we need your prayers for our country, for our government. So always keep praying for the Pakistan, for our country, that we need that Jesus keep peace in our country. Secondly, keep praying for the need of our ministry. As I shared about our ministry, that we are doing ministry in Pakistan on faith. We are doing everything on self-support. We need your prayers. We need your financial support. We want to reach to many unreached people. There are so many areas they did not hear the word of God. We want to keep the gospel. We want to carry the gospel there. Sometimes we had nothing to go there because the gospel is free. But to carry the gospel, we need the money. We need the finances. We need to travel. We need money to the travel. So we are living on the rented house. We have no our own house. We have no our bank balance. So we also need to support the brick makers. One thing I want to request the listeners, as the Christmas is coming, the majority of Pakistani Christians are living in the villages of the brick makers. Sometimes they had nothing to eat. Sometimes they had nothing to wear. So we will request you, keep them in your prayers. And if you can support, you can help financially, you can support us financially through your offering, that with your offering we can help them, these people, we can help the brickmakers, we can provide them the food, we can provide clothes to the children, we can provide the shoes, we can meet with their other needs. So we will request that you also keep praying, and if you can support us, you support us financially.
And how would they do that?
You can send it to the Western Union. The Western Union, Wall Street, is the right, easy way. You can send us your support through the Western Union and MoneyGram. You can keep in touch through the Facebook to my wife, Shraddha Fasher. You can read our Grace of God Ministries Facebook page. You can send us your offering through the Western Union and the Wall Street and other resources. We also have our ministry website. The ministry website is on the name of Grace of God Ministries Pakistan. The website address is ggmpakistan.tripod.com.
Okay, say that one more time slowly.
ggmpakistan.tripod.com.
Tripod?
Yes, T-R-I.
Okay.
P-O-D.
Okay.
Tripod.com.
Okay, GGM Pakistan.
Pakistan.tripod.com.
Okay, GGM Pakistan.tripod.com. That might be an easy way for our listeners to go there, or the Facebook page, Grace of God Ministries Pakistan. Grace of God Ministries Pakistan. Well, thank you, Pastor Asher Daniel, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends, and we'll be praying you and your family up. I see some of the photos of your little son as he's growing and some of the activities, the brick lane and some of the ministry work you're doing. I know your wife is an evangelist and medical coordinator, and you help out with youth programs, helping the orphans, helping feed those that are hungry, not only physical food, but the spiritual food, helping them to understand the Lord Jesus Christ. So our prayers will go with you, and hopefully our Great News Radio listeners will stop by your Facebook page or your website, ggmpakistan.tripod.com.
I'm also so thankful to the Great News Radio listeners, and especially Brother Mark, for giving us opportunity to speak. And secondly, I'm also thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave me opportunity to be with you, to share my testimony, to share about my country, to share about how we're serving the Lord Jesus Christ in Pakistan with all of you in America and in the international.
Well, thanks for being available, and we'll continue to pray you up.
Thank you very much, brother. So God bless you. God bless the Great News Radio listeners.
Thanks so much, and we'll be in touch. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.